Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming. Stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. That shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory.
One of the biggest questions that many Christians have today is, will the Church of God go through the tribulation? Will they have to suffer the terrible things that are predicted in the book of Revelation? When one studies these things, we can see the horror of what's going to happen, because the Bible teaches us that for sure, 3/4 of the world population is going to be wiped out by the time Jesus comes back. He even tells us if we don't come back, no flesh will be left.
So will the child of God go into the tribulation? Today we will be studying scriptures that teaches us on what will happen to the Church of Jesus Christ. When I studied this subject on the internet, on different teachers, there is unbelievable animosity towards them that teach that the church is going to escape this awful wrath. But when I study the Word of God, and I've studied it for the last 40 years, I can clearly see that the church is going to escape the awful time of tribulation. The Bible teaches us in Thessalonians that we need to comfort one another, that we need to comfort each other, especially as we see the day approaching. Why do we need to comfort one another? Because the Bible talks about the earthquakes, the pestilences, the things that are supposed to happen in the end times, and we have to teach that these things have been predicted. They are a sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is our comfort, that Jesus is soon coming for his bride. So today I will give you scriptures from the Word of God that teaches on how these things will come to pass. I will show you scriptures that teach on how the church will escape this terrible tribulation that is coming upon this planet. We have to understand, not only will the world system rule here on this earth, so will Satan and his angels enter the demonic realm. The Bible teaches us in Daniel chapter 2 that they will mingle themselves with mankind. The demonic realm will mingle themselves with the world system to come against God. This is what's going to happen here on this earth. And it's no place for any child of God to be. Even though during that time, many will turn to Christ, but they will have to give their life for the Jesus that they turn to. So before I get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to open our hearts and bless us. I thank you, O God, that you will bless us today. Open our hearts to the truth of Scripture. Help us to understand the simple message that you want to show us. I ask that you will bless the listener today. You will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. When one studies the book of Luke, in Luke 21, it talks about the tribulation and the terrible things that are going to happen during that time. But there is a scripture found in Luke chapter 21 in verse 28. When you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So it is very clearly teaching us, when we start seeing these things beginning to come to pass, we know that Jesus is soon going to come back for his bride, because the timetable of the rapture is upon us. It tells us in Thessalonians that the one holding back the judgment will hold back the judgment until that one is taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the brightness of his coming. So we understand by Scripture that we, the Church of Jesus Christ, are holding back the evil that is in this world. We are a preservatives. We are the salt of the earth. Regardless how little you do for Jesus, if you're born again by the Spirit of God, you are the salt of the earth. This is what the Bible declares. So as long as the child of God is here, the Antichrist cannot appear on the scene, because He is the one that will bring, when he is here, then the great judgment of God will come. When I study the exploits of God's people throughout the Testament, they always destroyed evil, regardless how bad it was. And we, the child of God, are Satan's biggest problem. He is afraid of us, especially those people who know who they are in Christ Jesus. There are many today who are casting out devils. They are out there combating the things of Satan. And Satan is afraid of those people. And if they would be here on this earth, they would, during the tribulation, they would simply nullify the efforts of the Antichrist. The two witnesses are supposed to come, that's only two, they will give the Antichrist a lot of trouble. Never mind all the believers that would be here if the church would go through the tribulation. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 50, "Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." So the first thing that will happen to us, we will be changed in a split second. The dead in Christ shall rise first. They'll come out of the grave just like they did at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we may have a chance to speak to those who are here on earth, telling them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we will have a new body. We will be changed very quickly. It'll happen in a split second, in a twinkling of an eye. Some people say we will disappear in a twinkling of an eye. Many teachers teach that, but I believe the Bible teaches clearly here that we will be changed, just like Jesus was changed when he came out of the grave. So this is what will happen. We will be changed. And then Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10 tells us, "Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." So there is another scripture that clearly teaches us that we will be kept from that terrible hour of temptation because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. I will read it again. "Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." This is very, very clearly written. We don't need to try to interpret it in any way except in the way it's written. We will be kept from that hour. And then in Luke chapter 21 in verse 34, listen to this one. "Take heed to yourself, lest at any time be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that the day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth." It'll happen very quickly in one day. "Watch you therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." So when you study Luke chapter 21, it talks about the great tribulation. So the Bible teaches us here not to be too involved in the world system. We need to pray that we will be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. How is one made worthy? By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, turning to Him for the salvation of your soul. That's how you become worthy. You don't become worthy by following some religious exercise. You become worthy if you're forgiven of your sin. And then you will miss the great tribulation because you will be found worthy. Hallelujah. This is the greatest news the Bible has for those who know the Lord, because it tells us over and over to comfort each other with these words. Comfort. How can I comfort you if I have to tell you that you have to wait for the Antichrist? That would be an oxymoron if I have to say, comfort yourself, for the Antichrist is going to kill you all. And that is what some preachers preach. I have heard them myself. It is unbelievable. If it would be so serious, you could laugh at their stupidity. But this is how some people see things in the Bible. They seem to be reading between the lines. I read the lines. I don't read between the lines. I tell you and I give it to you in what is written. The words that are put here are put there by the Holy Spirit. Now look what happens once John is finished in the book of Revelation talking to the churches. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation, God admonishes the churches that are here on this earth. Then something happens in chapter 4. And we have to remember the church is not mentioned after chapter 3 anymore, except for in the end of the book where Jesus comes back with the church. And here is what it says. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And before the throne was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Now listen to this here. John is caught up into heaven. And he sees the throne of God. And around about the throne there is a sea of glass. There is a big open expanse. We have to remember, John is taken up into heaven, and he will be shown from heaven what will happen here on this earth during the tribulation. He is not on earth when he is shown these things. He is taken up into heaven. This is what should bring something to the believer. When John was shown the things of the churches in the first three chapters, he was on earth. But once the tribulation begins, he is taken into heaven. It says, a door opened, and a voice like a trumpet said, come up hither. And he sees the throne of God, and he sees a vast expanse, a sea of glass around the throne of God. And in the next segment of this program, I will show you what happens to that sea of glass. And that something incredible happens just before the great tribulation begins. So we need to open our hearts to those truths, because Scripture is written for us to encourage us, not to scare us. And I'm talking about those who are born again. But for those who are not born again, Scripture is designed to scare you. Scripture is designed to show you that there is a great judgment on ahead for the unbeliever. And you need to be aware, because the terror of the Lord is horrifying. This is what the Bible teaches us. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea,
when one studies the Great Tribulation in the book of Revelation, we can see that the first three chapters were written for the churches here on earth. But as soon as God starts telling John about the Great Tribulation, he takes him up to heaven. A door was open and a voice said, "Come up hither." And he sees a great expanse of glass around the throne. And then chapter 5 of Revelation goes on to tell us what happens. There is a lamb there who goes and takes a book out of him that sat upon the throne. And before he opens the book, something happens to the sea of glass. And that is before the tribulation begins in chapter 6. I want to read you what happens to the sea of glass and wide open expanse. Revelation chapter 5 verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and beasts and elders, and numbers of them were 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." The Bible teaches us here that there were angels round about the throne. But I want to show you a scripture that identifies those who are round on the throne, who are filling the throne. Those millions and millions of people who have just filled the sea of glass are a people that we all know about. And I'm going to identify them in Revelation chapter 5 in verse 9. "And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation." This is what fills up the sea of glass round about the throne. They are the children of the living God. For only the children of the living God, the born-again believer, the Church of Jesus Christ, can sing the song that He has redeemed us to God by His blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. This is what I see in scriptures. I don't have to read between the lines. I know what it says. The sea of glass is filled with the church of God. And that happens just before chapter 6 of Revelations. And this is where the Antichrist is then revealed. So in short, I'm telling you this. Before the Antichrist can be revealed, the Church of Jesus Christ will be around the throne, singing praises to the Lord God for the power of the blood that has brought made us worthy to be there. I'll be part of that incredible host of people that will sing that song. The question is, will you be part of that? You can only achieve that by turning to Jesus for salvation. We need to open our hearts to these incredible truths, for we are fast running out of time. And for those of you who are listening to these programs on the airwaves, you can also go on YouTube, where you can listen to our church messages. You can just punch in Reaching Out Ministries on YouTube and you'll get there. Or you can also go to reachingoutministries.com and you'll come to our webpage. It's full of information. And for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to come to the Lord. Yes, I know there are many who are in religion. But religion is not going to save you, regardless how good you are. Only the safe people will be in heaven, those who are forgiven of their sin. Regardless how good you are, it's not going to merit you salvation unless you have the blood of Jesus covering you. This is what the Bible teaches us. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com. You are my strength when I